You and your loved ones can be Disney characters. At sockandkey.com, you can submit your family's photos and their artists will hand-draw each person from scratch to look like characters from your favorite movies and shows. Select from the Disney classics, the world of Marvel, the Star Wars galaxy, and many more at sockandkey.com. This also makes a great unique Christmas gift for the Disney and movie fans in your life. You'll go down in family history as the best gift giver of all time. Hurry and order quick, as sockandkey.com gets very busy during the holidays and raises prices to keep up with demand the closer it gets to Christmas. Use code DISNEYNERDS for 20% off your order. That's sockandkey.com, sockandkey.com.
Welcome to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
A Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magical worlds of Disney.
Hello and welcome to show number 416 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. Hey guys, this is Ed, and welcome back to the show. For all our new listeners, welcome to the Disney Nerds. We are looking forward to your thoughts, your ideas, and everything you want to share with us. For everybody who's been listening to us for all these years, welcome back, guys. We've got a great show for you tonight. This time, we're going to have the audio we recorded from the Half Sample-thon at Epcot that we did earlier on in November at our meetups. We went from country to country and a little in between stops too, as we made our way from Mexico on the east side of World Showcase all the way over to America. Once we got to America, we hung out, listened to some music, and then found some spaces for Harmonious and watched that. So what you're going to get from us tonight is the live audio as we walked around. You're going to get Harmonious, and as a little special extra cut, I'm going to have the intro directions for the scavenger hunt that we had this year also, the following morning on Saturday. So here we go, guys. Without further ado, take it away, Disney nerds.
Give Charlotte a minute. She's already lost one steak.
Exactly.
Oh, no.
Better eat it before it falls again.
Ready? Three, two. Hello, Disney nerds. Welcome back to the Disney Nerds Podcast. This is incredible. I am Sam from Sam's Disney Diary, standing in Epcot between the point of entry, looking at the Harmonious stage, standing with my nerd friends. Ed, what's going on?
Hey, Sam, how's it going?
Absolutely amazing. Melissa?
Hi, I am hungry for all the wonderful things that I'm smelling and seeing today.
Jimmy?
I am fantastic. Looking forward to a wonderful night hanging out with friends and enjoying some drinks.
Charlotte?
Hey, Sam, catch me between bites because I'm chowing down on this delicious Canada Booth filet mignon with mushrooms.
I think you drank the soup, did you not?
I totally drank it. It was delicious.
I saw that, like a fine wine, I think
is
what you said.
Exactly.
But look, so we're here for the meats. We're getting ready to start our sample-thon. How many years, Jimmy?
This is the eighth year.
Eighth year. That's crazy, by the way. And thank you so much for pulling all this together. Last night, Splitsville, amazing. You know what? Can't wait for next year.
It was a really good time, and it gets a little bigger and a little better every year.
Oh, it was so good.
As we go on, you know, it's we're learning year to year, so we try to make it a little better every year. We had a great special guest last night, Mark Daniel, Disney MC, so hopefully he'll be back with us next year and maybe some other people. Who knows?
You never know. It was awesome, Ed.
Yeah, it was very, very fun. Had a great time over at Splitsville. We had a great location where we oversaw the entire Disney Springs, all the way down to the Rain Tree, and the other way down to Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah,
it was a really, really fun
Drawn
time.
To Life opens next week. That's
beautiful.
Pretty crazy. So here's what I'm at right now. We're standing in the middle of Epcot. It's Disney Plus Day. You got your hat and your
12th.
Pin. November 12th, 2021. Mm-hmm. You got your hat.
Got a hat and a pin coming in today for Disney Plus Day. Disney Plus members got in a half hour earlier than everybody else if they showed they had a Disney Plus membership. And all our hotel guests got in an extra half hour early, so it was an hour early today. Mm-hmm. So they are doing extra morning hours for hotel guests. Nighttime, I hear they're doing it for deluxe guests, which offends me. We'll move on.
Right.
We'll move on. We'll come back to that. So it's Disney Plus Day, and it's the 50th anniversary of Walt Disney World, and it's
Christmas.
It's Christmas, yeah. And it's the Food and Wine Festival. So right. There's like, what is going on?
Everything.
From
everything.
A time capsule point of view, I don't think there's ever a day like today again.
There's a guy standing with a Disney Plus hat next to a Christmas tree, which is located next to the Food and Wine booth.
With the World's Most Magical Celebration banner
right
in front of him.
Banner right in front of him.
There you go. It's everywhere.
It's everything.
And that's why I don't know where you start. So, Melissa, you just got here today. Where'd you start?
It's a celebration everywhere. 360.
And the thing we always have to remember is this is going on for 18 months from the beginning of it.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
So we're going to be having the 9th annual Disney Nerds podcast meetups during the 50th anniversary.
Which blows my mind.
I know, right?
It's crazy.
That's exactly right.
If we forget
right. Anything
this year, we'll be able to get it next year.
You know,
year.
So the big question there, and we'll talk about this later, are we going to be writing Guardians of the Galaxy by then?
Oh, we hope.
Please say yes.
That's the plan. So 2022 is when it opens. I hope by this meet next year we've written that.
My bet is yes.
We will see.
By the meet, yes.
I got a beer bet.
You're 10 months into a 12-month calendar, so yeah, it's going to happen. Yeah.
Awesome. I'm not beer betting you anymore, Jimmy, because I always owe
she
you.
She just bought me a beer. She owed me from a bet.
That's so, guys, what we're going to do tonight is we're doing our half-symbolthon. So we're over by the Port of Entry stores right at the beginning of World Showcase. We're working our way around to Mexico, and we're going to go on the left side, which I believe is the west side of World Showcase.
West side.
Heading
west
over side. To France. No?
No.
Definitely the east side.
It's the east side?
Yeah.
We're upside down
yeah.
from Magic
yeah.
Kingdom.
And you know why? Because
right.
the shuttle came up on that side.
Epcot
that's why.
Epcot
shuttle
is
comes
upside
up
down. All the other parks are the,
well,
the right
way. Anyway, but we're going to be heading around. So what we're going to do is we're going to try to check in at each country as we take our stop and let everybody get some drinks and some food there.
So we check in at the country, Ed, but there's like 6 food booths between every one of them. So
Well, we have to have a base somewhere, Sam. So
yeah,
we figure
right.
we'll start in Mexico and people can spread out, then we'll stop in China and we'll move on, or Norway, and go back and forth.
Well, and that's what's so cool about it. We move to a country and then, you know, we set up shop for 30-45 minutes and people do whatever they need, and then we'll
exactly.
move on.
Sure. Our ultimate goal, get ourselves over to America, watch some, hopefully some
there
music.
There is
some
music. I don't know who the music is tonight, but you know what? Live entertainment's back. Mm-hmm. I watched the Japanese drummers earlier today.
Oh, I did see
Alberta
them.
Bound in
yes.
Canada, right, Jimmy?
The other day, we got to watch the guy in Italy.
Nice.
And it's a different guy, the guy that
yeah.
does all the juggling
yes.
and all that stuff.
Awesome.
It was a different guy, I think, than used to be there.
That's okay.
But he was amazing, and it's a great show. So
this morning we got to watch the drummers, the Garbage Can Drummers.
Oh, Jaminators.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, they were
the Jaminators.
Jaminators. Yep, that's what they are. They're over by Spaceship Earth, so they were a lot of fun.
Very nice.
It.
You know what? And speaking of Spaceship Earth, you bring it up. The front of this park is still a maze.
Yeah.
If you guys came in from the front.
I did.
And so a year from now... I hope we're coming out of the back of Spaceship Earth and we're hanging out at Dreamer's Point.
Yes.
With the statue of Walt sitting there dreaming.
Oh,
I mean, that's the plan a year from now.
Speak it into existence, Sam. Let's that happen.
That's what's supposed to be coming.
You need Ed to say it. Ed's the one who speaks things into existence.
Okay, guys, we'll save those predictions for when they're necessary.
We will. So
what we're going to do now is we're going to be moving on and we're going to touch base with you in a little bit. Hopefully in Mexico.
In Mexico? That's where we're going? We're going to Tequila Bar? Jimmy, I'll see you there.
Yes. See ya.
See ya.
Tequila!
Hey guys, this is Ed.
And this is Charlotte.
And we made it to Mexico on our half sample-thon 2021. So we made the stop over by the ring carving station and we hung out for a couple minutes. Everybody's hanging out, did some trivia. And you know what? Jimmy and Sam are MIA already.
Hey guys. This is Jimmy and Sam here.
Yo.
We're currently hiding.
Well, we're in Norway, so we're not really hiding. We are hiding.
Well, we're hiding from Melissa, Ed, and Charlotte.
Well, by hiding, you mean waiting in a beer line. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, they have no idea where we are.
Yeah, and that's okay, though, because we'll get a couple of drinks, we'll be good, and we'll meet up with those guys in China somewhere. Is that what's next?
Covert operations, yes.
Covert operations. China's
next. We're
going
to go to China and get a cantaloupe.
Cantaloupe? I might get a peach snap. I don't know. I'd get that for Susan if she would.
Tipsy That's Ducks in Love.
Tipsy Ducks in Love. What is that? Do you
That's another really like...
Did you get anything here in Norway?
No.
I got a Viking coffee. I really like the Viking coffee.
You know, my only thing about coming this way as opposed to the other way when we start in Canada, the beers are much better when you start in Canada through the UK
well, you
and
go,
Japan.
You got the UK in there. Yeah, okay.
The only
I
place,
agree with
the
that.
Only route, the only place on that route that doesn't have a good beer is Morocco.
Not one that they have an okay beer.
Yeah, nothing great. But you
Casa
go to Canada.
Or something like that? Is that what it was? Something like that.
Yeah,
anyway.
Casa,
I think is it. It was okay. It was like...
it's okay. So, going that way, though, you got Moosehead, Carl's Combo.
Carl's Combo. That's how, come on, Carl's Combo. Just stop at that.
There's nothing great about...
Sapporo. Yeah.
Nothing great about France. But then you can get a Kirin or a Sapporo in Japan. A
frozen Kirin if it's hot.
Frozen Kirin.
But that's why I like the Viking Coffin here, because it's November, the sun went down, it cooled off a little bit, I got some hot coffee.
So what's in a Viking Coffin?
Viking Coffee is Bailey's and some type of other Norwegian liqueur, I'm not sure what it was, but it was good.
So how is Bailey's...
It wasn't strong.
How is Bailey's Viking?
I don't know the answer to that, because to me that would be
the
over
Irish?
In... I would think we'd get that in Rosen Crown, but it was here. I don't know. I'm not going to ask the questions. It was good.
Yeah, well...
Look, I think I see Ed coming. Come on.
Let's run.
Hey guys, it's Ed.
It's Charlotte.
Ni hao from Melissa.
And Sam, what's happening? Hey, where were you, Ed? I couldn't find you.
Oh, well, I found you guys.
That's all that
matters. And for Melissa's greeting, you know that we're in China now.
We are in China. I can help just by listening.
Yes, it's very, very nice out here tonight. A little bit crowded at Epcot, but we are moving along.
It's a perfect night weather-wise. I can't believe how perfect it is, really.
It is just gorgeous out here. There is a nice amount of people out here enjoying themselves with their food and their drinks. Melissa and I just had India, so...
India's just past China on the left. What's going on in that food and wine festival?
We enjoyed the Madras curry and the naan flight, which was delicious.
So good.
Great option if you're looking for a vegetarian friendly or just want to try some food from India.
So it's a non-flight. So you're talking about non-bread with multiple dipping or hummus or whatever.
Yep, you get three dips. It was like a pesto equivalent. There was a mango and there was a hummus based.
Garlicky.
Garlic, yeah.
Nice.
Really good.
What did you get out here?
I actually didn't get anything in China. I'm waiting to get to Germany and load up over there. So
I got
we'll
the
see.
Tipsy Ducks in Love, which is the coffee with some bourbon, and it's pretty good. And that's not festival related, by the way. That's here all the time
all
in the
time.
Booth that has the frozen stuff.
Joy
here.
Of tea.
Joy of tea.
Who was that? Where'd that voice come from?
I was currently hiding from everyone. I walked over to the outpost and got the Elephant Foot IPA, which is amazing, but I would not drink the Tipsy Duck in Love before you drink it.
So an IPA to a coffee drink, not a good idea?
No, the other way around. The coffee drink to the IPA was not a good idea.
It was an experiment for your taste buds.
It was a shock to my taste buds.
Got it. So where are we off to? Have you done trivia yet, Ed?
We did trivia here in China, and what we're going to be doing is moving over between Germany and Africa.
All right.
And that'll be our next stop.
All right, so grab me and we'll record some of the trivia questions so people know what's going on, because there's some good prizes.
Very good.
I see people walking around with some cool stuff. I'm going, where'd you get that?
Yep, we got a lot of good stuff tonight, and we're moving on.
Let's go.
Here we go. All right, nerds, we are somewhere between the Alps and Germany. Ed, are we?
We are. Right on the water across from the Alps kiosk, having a good time, relaxing with all our friends. We're getting ready to move on to the United States, but before we do that, though, we had some time here. I got some ham and Swiss cheese and some potatoes and some frozen or slushy rosé.
Frozen rosé, cool.
Thanks, Hope. And so we're enjoying ourselves. What'd you guys get?
That's good. Well, wait, because Charlotte's got, like, all these empty glasses in front of her.
Yes, I had the wine flight from Alps, which had a Wittliner, which I have no idea if I said that right. Please don't send hate mail on that. A rosé and a Dole. And the rosé was my favorite. The Wittliner was pretty good, but the Dole was not my cup of wine.
Literally, a little cup of wine. That's why you sample them.
Exactly.
It's good like that, right?
Exactly.
So these guys were out getting some food, and Melissa, Jimmy, I was just sitting here watching Spaceship Earth.
I was with you. This is so beautiful to see all the different colors and shapes. We just saw almost like flames kind of dance across the geosphere. Really beautiful addition to end your night at Epcot.
Yeah, we saw Hidden Mickey go by a couple minutes ago.
We saw Hidden Mickey, yes.
And I was just thinking about it, and now you see it. It's actually like the it's a globe now.
It's a globe. Yeah, it comes.
So it made yeah. itself a globe. I think this is the best thing that's happened to Epcot in a long time. That yeah. the fact that they're doing these beacons of light.
Are you kidding me, man? I miss the Siemens. I miss the Siemens on the ball.
the laser of the Siemens. It was cool. I don't know, but this is the beacons of light are pretty incredible.
You gotta love that this isn't going anywhere. This is a permanent addition to Epcot, and I know I've said that on the show before, but I just love that fact.
Earlier in the week, me and Morgan and Kim and Hilliard walked up to the front, and we did a live stream. So if you go to the Disney Nerds Podcast Facebook page, you can go back and flip through the videos and see it. But we did a live stream of just the phone just pointed at.
It's awesome.
Pointed right underneath, like pointed at Spaceship Earth, and let it run it through progressions, and it's pretty amazing.
It looks like it belongs there, and I love
it. It's incredible. It was beautiful before, and I think they plussed it.
Yeah, well, what you had before was a combination like purple and blue lights.
Yeah,
on
because
it,
the lights would change
but now
it. Yeah,
it changes.
And it's interesting if you walk up close because you can see the little lights that's on it. It's like
the
little
LEDs, yeah.
They're like little round pod that has LEDs in it, and it's in every little juncture, so it's amazing how the detail they can get on it.
It is. We are moving on, Ed. I think you said we're headed to America, maybe a pit stop in Italy. We might not record there, but I can hear the band already. We're in Germany.
Yeah.
And where?
Moving on.
All right, we just got to Italy, and guess what? Ed's going to give some stuff away. He's going to do some trivia.
Okay, guys, here we go. We're going to do an easy question for the Human World is a Mess trading pin. We got Sebastian there and another pirate's lanyard. So here we go. Who are the three characters in the Mexican pavilion on the attraction?
I love their names.
Yes. Do you know their names?
She does.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Good job.
Nice.
Okay.
That's a good one. We know it was three Caballeros, but who are the three Caballeros? That's the question.
I know, right? Okay, guys, we got a really cool Stitch pin. We've got some Sensi's for the car, and we've got a pirate's lanyard.
That's a lot of stuff for one question, Ed.
It's because the questions are getting harder.
What is so unique about the waterfalls and the Journey into Your Imagination Pavilion? What's so unique about those waterfalls over there?
Right, right.
Yes.
They go
upside down.
They go up.
Exactly.
They go up, not down. That is correct.
Yep.
The waterfalls go up. They go up in my imagination.
Okay, we have another Sebastian pin, a pirate's lanyard, a nice cool heart, and
which is a magnet.
Hand freshener. Oh, they are?
That's a magnet.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool. They're magnets. Awesome. Even better. We're going to do a medium question. Who did the actor Jeremy Irons replace on Spaceship Earth?
Oh.
So who is the narrator before Jeremy Irons? Anybody? No? Okay. Here's your choices. Where are we at? Oh, okay. It's either Walter Pidgeon, Vic Perrin, Orson Welles, Walter Cronkite.
Walter Cronkite.
Welles.
Oh, yeah, you're
sorry,
right.
Sorry, but you got it.
Walter Cronkite.
That was a good guess,
Walter Cronkite. Nice.
It is indeed Walter Cronkite.
Okay, and we'll do one more, and that's going to be for the magnet, the pin with the Sebastian pin, and a nice Pluto hand sanitizer to put on your bag. What civilization's culture is most represented on the pyramid found in front of the Mexican pavilion?
Aztecas.
I'm sorry?
Los Aztecas.
Aztecas, excellent.
Aztecas, there you go.
Nice.
Hi, there you go. We're the Disney Nerds, and we're doing this walk around tonight, so definitely thank you for coming with us.
Thanks
and doing
for
that.
Coming.
Oh, yeah. Good job. There you go.
Okay, guys. You know what? Let's do one more with the socks.
We got socks? Wait, what kind of socks?
Oh, it's the redhead.
That's the redhead and the dog and from the mansion.
Oh, wow.
From
I want to answer this one then. I need a light.
Need a light. Light.
That's right.
You have pages and pages of questions, Ed. Oh, my gosh.
What color are the time machines in Spaceship Earth?
I know the answer, but my mom will
The time machines or the attraction, the ride?
The Omni Movers.
Yeah, the Omni Movers. Yes.
Blue.
Yeah, excellent.
Blue. There you go. That's my socks right there.
Blue.
Yep. Blue.
Okay, guys, that's it for the trivia for this stop. Definitely hang out. There's a couple good spots right here to find some food and stuff. And then we'll get back together again and move on to America.
Awesome.
Good job, guys.
Good job, everybody.
Where's the pizza at?
3, 2.
Hey, guys, we're back and we are in Italy. This is the next to last stop we're going to make before we get to the United States. And we are drinking. Melissa stopped first. What'd you got, Melissa?
What do you got? Yes,
we're
come on.
Drinking.
Let's start this over. Clearly, Ed has been drinking, so we're in Italy. What do you have, Melissa?
Well, it's a little easy to get confused because we're in the fusion of Germany, Spain, and Italy, and I opted for Spain today.
So you went to Spain while we're on Italy.
I did. Hola, everyone. So I had the wine flight and the paella. The paella was very delicious. Big chunks of sausage, three good-sized shrimp, rice with some peas, very delicious. The wine flight is three wines. One is an Aveline white blend. The next is a Faustino Rioja. And then the last is an Espelt Granacha. I have not heard of that last one, and I'm going to definitely go home and research a little bit more. It was very interesting. It's almost like a rosé. It's a little on the pink side, little sweet, a little dry. Highly recommend the wine flight.
Cool. Jimmy came back with some shot glasses.
I got a limoncello that I pretty much wanted to share with everybody.
Which, by the way, you were at one of the Spain food booths. Jimmy, you went into the standard bar that's always here, right?
Yeah, the Italy. Okay. The Italy. As Ian would say, the Italy bar. And me.
The gelateria, I think, is what they call it officially. Is
if
that
you
right?
say. God bless you.
Okay.
So me and Jason went in there, and Jason got an amaretto. I got a limoncello and a sambuca. I'm a fan of limoncello, but I think I like Sambuca more.
Sambuca's good.
So, yeah, it's great. I made sure I avoided walking in between the two pylons.
That's right. The pylons going into Italy. Don't go
yeah.
through there.
You don't, go, you don't want to do that. Sam told me that for years. Yeah. And then me and Ed and a whole group of us did the World Showcase Tour a couple years ago, right before COVID. And she said the same thing, is that you don't walk between
it's
them.
It's bad luck to walk between
bad
them.
Bad omen, because that's where they used to hang people.
Well, not here, but in Italy, yeah.
And
well,
that,
who
that's
knows?
Exactly right.
Who knows what happened?
All right, Charlotte. Good.
I was going to say, now this land, I didn't get anything to drink, but what I have been doing is watching the fireworks over the Magic Kingdom.
Yes.
Because we have a great view to the left side of Spaceship Earth from where we were. A couple minutes ago, they finished up, and it was the new enchantment show. It was pretty special from here.
Some of
really
those fireworks hang in the sky
really do.
A long time, and it's beautiful.
It's gorgeous.
It is.
It reflects over the water. Just gorgeous.
Yeah. Charlotte, you had a couple of empty things in front of you. What were you drinking?
So I went to the new, it's a more permanent booth in Italy, and I got the limoncello spritzer, which I have to tell you is so refreshing and delicious and bubbly. It is all the things. And I wish that I could just, like, let y'all taste it through this microphone, because you would be so happy.
So now the color of it's kind of, like, pinkish
it
and reddish.
It is pinkish.
And limoncello I normally know is yellow. So
I
what
know.
Are they adding to you?
I don't know, and I don't care.
Hey, very good.
It's really good. But it's permanent, so it's not a food and wine booth. It will be here after food and wine
that's
festival's
great.
Over.
And speaking of things that are always here, I'm looking forward to going to Sandy Regal Eagle barbecue
mm-hmm.
over
Your
there
place.
And the bar outside of that. So that's where we're going to be headed next. I think there's a band that's going to be playing, and then we're going to be watching Harmonious, and I think we might have audio from a lot of that stuff.
Love it.
Sounds good.
And
we're moving on.
Hey guys, it's Sam. We made our way to America. This is the element. It's not that eat to beat to the concert series, but you know what? Let's listen in.
She is a stranger. You and I have history. Now don't you remember? She's got it all.
Baby, is that really what you want?
One, two, three, four. Bless your soul. She got your head in the clouds. She made a fool out of you. And boy, you're bringing it down. She made your heart melt, but she's cold to the cold. Now rumor has it she ain't got your love anymore. Instagram, if you took any videos or footage, tag us at The Band Element. But for tonight, I'm gonna have myself, sing it y'all, a real good time. I feel alive.
Come on. control. I am a fast machine, ready to reload. I am an atom bomb, about to
guys, we're back in America. We listened to the Element. We enjoyed some things back here. I got to check out the carrot cake, which was really good.
Ooh, nice.
Really, really good. Ed, what'd you get back here in America?
Oh, I didn't get much today. I just hung out in America. I got a drink, and we're waiting for the fireworks to start. Harmonious.
Yeah,
we're about 10 minutes away, and we've had an awesome night. We've had a really great half-sample-thon around Epcot's World Showcase.
Yes.
And it was such a fun time.
Absolutely. Charlotte, you got a drink in your hand.
I have a glass of champagne from the Rotunda Bistro, but I also had the wild mushroom truffle tart and the crab and avocado
parfait
that had caviar on it, and that was the bomb.
I've heard that's good. Now, the cool part about that one is that Rotunda is actually inside of the American Adventure.
Exactly, and it's a little hidden. People are not realizing there's a booth there.
Yeah.
And so there's not really a line.
I just went inside, saw all the tables in there, wondering why there were tables. Now I know.
That's
yes,
why.
And it is a hidden gem. I'm sad that's going away in a couple of days.
Well, in a couple of days. We'll get there in a second, but I'm also heard that that's got one of the best air-conditioned spots in all of Epcot when the heat's out, is to grab something and go in there and eat it.
Perfect.
Good advice.
Which is awesome. Melissa, you grab anything back here?
I did not. I really enjoyed listening to Element and just getting to hang out with the rest of the nerds tonight and relax for a little while. Sit down. It was
That's exactly what we did.
Yeah, Jimmy's planner.
Jimmy's back from the Regal Eagle Bar. Is that where you work?
I'm at Jimmy's planner.
That is where we are. There you go, 10 minutes.
If you come here to America and you want to be at the planner, you can check it, Jimmy's Planner.
Yeah. I think it might have a plaque somewhere that says Jimmy's Planner.
Okay, guys, so now we're going to find our spot to watch the fireworks, and I hope you enjoy it when we bring it to you.
Yeah, and you know what, Ed? The other thing I wanted to mention again is when the band was playing, they mentioned this is last weekend for Food & Wine. So this
that's true.
You know, it's going to be all Christmas next time, and it's great. Guys, let's listen to some Harmonious.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
We are 2 minutes short of Harmonious. Harmonious. Capital U.S. at the end. Harmonious.
It's a glorious 2.5-hour tribute to America. to all countries, but mostly America. Yeah, that's pretty cool, man.
Look it together.
Squeeze in.
Close.
Picture time.
Take out my double chin.
You got turtleneck.
Get a shave.
It hurts.
I don't know, but it's comfortable. It did. Get together again.
Sorry.
Oh, man. I think it's something messed up. Hold on.
We'll be here.
Take your time. We're not going anywhere. Going on. Damn things.
Look how quiet.
Back in the old days when folks just kept regular cameras.
All around us, the world is alive.
And they would ask me to take a picture of them. Sometimes I would just like put on their head.
Look at the story. All right. Look at the Stargate over here. Look at the Stargate. There you go. Very nice. Like that.
Voices calling out in search of one another. We find each other in song.
This is a good spot to watch.
Thank you.
That said, and here's some Spaceship Earth in the distance there, Ed. I love it.
We hope you carry a song with you and know that the promise of someday begins inside of you today. Good night.
Ciao.
Good night, everybody. See you next time.
Good night.
Good night.
Okay, Disney nerds, scavenger hunt nerds. We're getting ready to go, guys. I'm going to go over the directions real quick.
Whiz it up.
And then I'm going to hand out the booklets, and everybody can go to town. Again, first off, though, welcome. Officially welcome to the 8th Annual Disney Nerds Podcast Scavenger Hunt. Awesome, guys. Thank you all for showing up. I see so many familiar faces from over these last couple years. It's great. I want to really quick give a thank out to Pixie Purchases. April did a great job, and I tell you, the prize packages are out of control this year.
They're good.
And considering the amount of teams we have, I'm guaranteeing every team's going to be getting one of those prize packages, guys, so do well. Okay, quick overview of the rules before I sent you guys out. Please be respectful of other guests and cast members as you play. Don't use your smartphone for anything else than taking pictures, and use that same smartphone to take the pictures with, please. Read all the clues carefully. You'll see that there's a GP or a GGP next to each of the clues that need a picture. GP is get a picture, because it's probably too high to get everybody in front of. GGP is get a group picture. That means everybody has to be in the picture. I don't want you to send out satellite groups to do the hunt. You all have to do it together. Always, if you don't know something, try to interact with a cast member. They're there to help you out, and they do know a lot of the information. I know with a lot of the international cast members out this year, it might be a little touchy, so I didn't do any language questions, but the other ones, you should be able to get some clues from them. I also have, in your package, you'll have thank you cards. Give the cast member the thank you cards. That's actually one of the clues. Up to three, if you take a picture, you're gonna get points for that as you give the member the card. On the back of the thank you cards, you can put your team's name or whatever you wanna put down to let them know who you guys are, giving them the thank you. And also, just as an FYI, I do have some more magnets because we can't give away too many magnets. They're also in the booklets too, so be careful when you pick them up. No running in the parks. And I tell you what, guys, that is pretty much it. We are going to meet up in Morocco. We're going to use that because the entire back section of Morocco is empty. Only there's a bunch of tables back there. All the stores are gone. We figure that's going to be a great place we can get together afterwards. Raid all the scavenger hunts. I almost called them tests. And then we can award the prizes. So now I want you to go ahead, Melissa, pass those out for me, please.
And questions are where? Between where and where?
All the questions are on the east side of World Showcase. We're going from Mexico through Italy. You can go any order you want. You can, in your booklet, go in any order you want. You don't have to go in the order I put these pages. It's up to you. It's all strategy. Also, make sure you read the instructions again just to double check I might have missed anything. On the bottom of the first page, scavenger hunt start time is 11:34. We are going to end time it at 2:34 in Morocco. I'll be over there at 2 o'clock, so if anybody gets in early, very cool, I'll be there waiting for you. Any questions, guys? Everybody knows Jimmy's text. If we have any issues on the hunt, text him. He will get it to me. I'll be with him. And I think we're good. Awesome, guys.
And begin.
Let the hunt begin.
And we're moving on.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace, the haunting.